how it's coming right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. I am your host, Roy, and we have Adrian with us tonight. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roy, and what's going on tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about emotional healings, you know, with different energies and emotion codes. And could you share with us, Adrian, how that works?
Well, what I believe is that everything is, what we know is programming. From 0 to 10 years old, we know that as hypnotists, that programming is a big thing with a lot of people experience as they grow up. One of the things that we are programmed is with emotions. And these certain emotions can affect people's health conditions. And how they affect people is by the name of this man that wrote this book is Dr. Bradley Milton. He talks about how they affect a lot of our emotions with our health. And one of the things that we've discovered is that there are certain emotions that get blocked in each chakra of the body, and the body doesn't respond well to blocked emotions. So what happens is it creates in your emotional field, which is in your seven chakras, which is from your crown all the way to the bottom. And basically, these blocked emotions get stuck in those chakras, and what happens is it creates a huge, like a huge energy ball. And these energy balls can be really, really big. They can get very big. And what happens is that the energy gets stuck. And so what we do is we use sacred geometry, which is codes that we use called geotrans. We'll use these codes to deprogram the chakras. And then what we'll do is we'll use a magnet to wand out the programming through your meridians. So that way they flow a lot more better and more effectively in your DNA. So it basically tells the DNA and it tells the body that, you know, you no longer have this blocked emotion. And so once you get rid of that emotion, then things could flow a lot more better, more effectively for you. I also wanted to note that we're also not just hypnotists, but we're also psychics. And we read the tarot, and I got a little bit into mediumship, which is I use the spirit board. And the spirit board is like any other tool, just like the tarot. You can connect to people on the other side, people that have passed. It's a great way to communicate with the other side through mediumship. A lot of people look at Ouija boards as something e-programming. A lot of religions have programmed the tarot and the Ouija board to be something evil. Now, let's look back a little bit to that programming. Back in the time of the old times, they used a long way before Jesus' time. And they don't talk about a lot of the times before Jesus' time because they got rid of a lot of the Old Testaments and they've changed it over so many times, so we really don't know the real truth, what is being told. However, there is other secret societies out there that don't want people to connect with people on the other side. They don't want people to have psychic abilities, and they don't want people to know that there's actually things out there that we really don't know, you know, such as UFOs or healers or mystical creatures or whatever, you know. So just kind of keep that in mind, that that's all part of programming. This all comes from religion. Religion is great, but the only problem is that they have programmed people so much in fear that we are not we're not able to cross over to the other side because of that fear, because of guilt, fear of being judged, speaking our truth, being slapped down for what we say is what we feel is how we speak our truth. So therefore, our truth is basically what is true to us and many, many different individuals. So what we do is we deprogram a lot of those blocked emotions out of your DNA so that you can open up to other possibilities instead of living in your own reality that that you believe is not true. But you can believe in other realities and believe they're true as long as you get past your programming. When you step outside of the box of your thinking, your old way of thinking. To me, if you were to ask me, this is what I believe that religion is also part of the matrix because it's all programming. Anything that's mind manipulation or programming is part of the matrix. So we have to step outside of that box and find our own truth, what we feel is true. Don't get me wrong, church and religion is great for people to find their direction and to find their spiritual path and help them to awaken, because there's a lot of lost people out there that need, it's good for the soul. You know, it really is. It really is good for the soul. But we also have to get past a lot of our programming, which is guilt, shame, fear, worry, all the negative things, in order for us to cross over to the next plane. If we don't do it in this life, then we have to come back and do it again. So we have to get it right this time, and it's a lot easier to do it in this life than it is in the spiritual. So if you can get that taken care of with your programming and so that you don't keep repeating. Now, I just wanted to mention that these codes are going to help you no matter if you believe it or not. It does help you. It stays with you. That energy does. But it won't. It's not like a magic wand. It won't change your life. So try not to depend on other things on how to change your life. Try to depend on yourselves on how to change your life. A psychic can't change your life. A hypnotist can't change your life. Geotrans can't change your life. But what it can do is it can help you so that you can make those changes. So don't depend on others to change your life. Depend on yourself to change your life and to accomplish whatever goals that you want to accomplish. And the best way to do that is by writing down the things that you do want to accomplish. So that way you're not so scattered. Is there anything that you'd like to share that, Roy?
Well, again, we want to thank you for sharing all this information with us tonight, and to all our callers and listeners that we want to give you a call in the prayer that is 646-731-9720. And we do have one caller right now. Why don't we invite that caller on, Nathan?
Okay.
Area code 817, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Yes, and what is your name and where are you from?
Can you repeat the question?
What is your first name and where are you from?
My name is Felix. I'm from Arlington, Texas.
You're getting some background sound. Is that your radio
business? I'm barely having a hard communication. I can't hear you very well.
Nathan, can you maybe it's my phone?
I can hear you okay. Can you hear me?
Now I do. Thank you.
And what is your question tonight?
Well, I actually ended a toxic relationship February 9th of last month. And I'm going through difficult changes. And I just find out a couple of things that I had been toxic and holding out for 9 years in this toxic relationship with my wife. So I decided to actually leave that relationship for the good, just kind of trying to stabilize my emotional feelings, being hurting, pained, you know, disappointed in the next couple of days. So it's like on and off. So right now I'm just where I'm standing at, kind of getting my thoughts together and my you know, spiritual path in tune. So what can you actually tell me about that?
Is this something that, is this a cycle that keeps repeating itself, or something that you want to overcome?
I wanted to overcome this, and I've been very, very honest with you. I've been stuck on all these years and kind of lost. So I'm kind of overcome whatever happened in the past, so I could actually leave that thing in the past and start all over again. So that's where I'm standing at this point.
Okay, what are you getting, Roy?
I'm getting it does have a lot to do.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you,
there's a lot of
background. Can you call back in?
Sure, I can.
Okay, it's not very clear.
I could call back in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you call in, please note that don't have anything playing in the background. Turn off your radios, turn off your computers. If you do call in and get a reading, we recommend not to do that because that creates interference on the show. There's a lot of interference on the show when you have something playing in the background or a fan or something loud. I just wanted to mention that. But going back to the deprogramming, there's a lot of people out there that are struggling, especially with money, especially with their health. Again, you know, this has to do with our programming. This has to do with blocked emotions that we all carry. And, you know, there's also a lot of things that can affect our health that we can also deprogram out of our DNA. Sometimes it doesn't always help, and sometimes it does. You know, if we have already bad health, then that's something that could also be something emotional that can be deprogrammed out of your DNA. Some things are easier than others if we can catch them in time. Other times, you know, it just, things take time to heal. It's just like a wound, you know. Some things take time to heal. But cycles and things like that, whether it be spiritually or physically, we can break those cycles with sacred geometry. You know, everything and anything in life is programming. if we look at symbolism, that's also programming. If we look at symbolism on our dollar bills, that's also programming. If we look at Hollywood, that's also programming. So everything in life, everything around you is programmed. Whether it be symbolism, whether it be a stop sign, whether it be, like for an example, if you had a sign and it said, do not cross roads, that's also programming. So these energies can affect us in many, many different ways with symbolism. We call it sacred geometry. The truth about it is we don't know what kind of energies a lot of these symbols put out. But that's also part of programming, and we'll get into that just as soon as we cover what the deprogramming is. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
Yeah, for some reason we're having some technical difficulties tonight, but I think we're back on the air now, and let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 817 area.
Hi,
817,
are
you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And did you want to go ahead and explain to us what you've been experiencing again?
Yes, correct. I'm actually experiencing a lot of energy, negative energy, for the last 9 years. So I just want to collaborate that with my experience, and what can you add on this?
So my question is to you, where would you like to place your intent based on having a more extraordinary life?
Actually, stop. I would say stop thinking about the past. Whatever happened in the past, I really wanted to leave it there and start rebuilding a new positive energy.
That's a good start. I think, you know, again, I've always told everybody on my show that everything is intent. It's basically where our mind and our thoughts are focused. So we create that intent, you know, by experiencing the kind of reality that we experience. And I think a lot of it has to do with our negative and positive thinking, and that has a lot to do with our programming. We were talking about that if it's a blocked emotion that you're experiencing, then we need to clear those from your DNA, and that way you can it doesn't fall into like a cycle. Would you like that to be done, or what kind of work would you like to be done tonight?
I would say the first option.
Is there anything you'd like to share, Roy?
Well, I'm getting that we need to, you know, check on the emotional charge, you know, what his emotions are right now. That would be the first start.
Okay. What I'd like to do is I'd like to check your heart chakra.
Okay.
And see if that needs working. What kind of things have you been experiencing lately?
being control, main brush, and I sensitive, I negative energy from my mother-in-law that has been contributing to, family interferences between my marriage.
Okay. So that's programming. So let's go ahead and look
at... Also, I wanted to add that she's doing sometimes witchcraft, so I have saw that and experienced that. So that's the last thing.
All right. Well, you know, everyone has their reasons for everything. Let's go ahead and check your programming here. So basically it's saying that you feel like you're not very emotionally available right now because of everything that is happening to you. So you're just kind of shutting down right now emotionally.
That's correct.
And you feel like your relationships are not successful.
At one point, I think I have seen it, yes.
Okay. I'm just looking at all the negatives first before the positives. Did somebody portray you?
Yes.
Can you care to share what happened there?
I was actually living in New York City, and my wife and I, at that time, 9 years ago, we moved down here to Arlington, Texas, and I believe strongly in my heart that my wife has enjoyed force with my mother-in-law to bring me somewhere else, leave my career in New York to be down here in Arlington so that I could be stranded with no family, with no hope.
Okay. Well, I'm going to delete all this from your heart chakra, all the negative programming. And I'm going to use sacred geometry to go into your DNA, but let me see if this is mine to do. I'm getting a yes. Can this be done? Is now the time. I'm getting yes on that. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that of your DNA. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all times. All right, are we complete? Does he have any heart walls? Yes, on mother's and father's side. 12 generations. Okay, go delete those. Delete. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all kinds of places now. Past, present, future for all generations and all levels. Are we cleared? Saying yes. Go ahead and lock that in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, is he cleared in his DNA? Saying yes, okay, good. So the programming's cleared. Is there anything you want to share, Roy?
I just wanted to find out in this relationship, is this relationship over with? Are you not with it?
Hello.
I'm kind of lost.
Hello?
I'm kind of lost you there.
That's good.
I can't hear Roy.
Hello.
I'm here.
Are you still in a relationship with this person?
No, I ended in February 9th.
No. Did their family have a lot of control over them?
The relationship.
Absolutely, since we got married.
So what he's getting is that you're standing on your own 2 feet now.
Okay.
And what I've done for you is I've gotten to give you a lot of your heart walls and a lot of your programming. I got rid of that out of your DNA. And basically what that does is it will clear up anything in your energy field.
Perfect. What happened to this relationship?
For some reason we're having a hard time hearing you.
What happened to this relationship?
What happened?
Yes.
Let me check here.
There wasn't any more communication. They stopped communicating.
Yeah, he's saying there's no communication. And the pendulum is saying yes on that. I'm just seeing if there's anything else that was causing it not to work out.
Was he bored?
Saying that he didn't think it was going to be successful.
He said that he wanted more freedom.
So the relationship was too critical. I don't deserve my self-love.
If that's coming from her, my wife, or from someone else?
That's from your wife. So she, at the time, she wasn't very emotionally available. And she didn't really love herself, so she really couldn't love others at the time, and you also felt at the time that it wasn't going to be successful. You have seen your successes, but at that time you had in your mind that, you know, it wasn't going to be successful.
That's correct. But right now I'm actually having a spiritual warfare, and I just want to know what is going to lead me going forward, because now I discover that her family put interferences and brainwash her and my relationship. So I confess to her, you know, what I have perceived and experienced in the past with her mom and everyone else.
He's looking for his twin flame.
So you're searching for true love?
I was searching for true love.
So is there things about yourself that you can love about yourself? Like, you know, we were talking about unconditional love today.
with our mentor, and he was asking my dad, you know, is there things that you can love about yourself, things that you've done, and things that can you forgive yourself? That's unconditional love.
That's correct. That is correct.
He said that's correct. He said you'll be complete with your twin flame self, the violet flame.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Right now he's feeling out in the cold.
He said you're feeling out in the cold.
That is correct.
So that's correct.
Does he want somebody to spend the rest of their lifetime with?
So your intent is to spend the rest of your life with somebody, and your intent is to love yourself as well as others and to forgive yourself for unconditional love. That's your intent. Another intent.
Not everybody needs to support his inner self.
Saying you need to support your inner child. That's another intent. And that will help you grow spiritually.
Need to learn how to have fun.
And learn to have fun and don't take things too serious.
Learn to let go.
Learn to let go of the painful experiences.
Did you have any children?
Did you have any children? Did you lost them?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that is weird. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in for a reading, you're welcome to call in for spiritual counseling. Also, I'd like to announce that we were talking a little bit about the Ouija board. Just know that the Ouija board is not evil. A Ouija board is a tool, just like the tarot, and it is to connect to the other side with our loved ones. It depends on your intent. If your intent is to be afraid, then put your intent out to be afraid with the Ouija board. If your intent is to be with your guide, then put out the intent to be with your guide. If it's your intent to be with the angels, then put out your intent to be with the angels. So remember that everything that you do in life is the power of intention. Put out the intent of positive things, and positive things will come into your life.
We have a new caller.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring on the next caller.
The next caller will be from the 502 area. Hello. 502, are you there?
Hello.
Area code 502, are you there? Hello? We're not getting a connection. We'll put them on hold for a minute. And go ahead, Adrian. What will you sharing with us?
Well, I just wanted to share that, you know, everything in life is an experience, what we go through, whether it be positive or negative. By the power of intention, you can change the kind of reality that you want to create to make things a lot more better in your life, more positive. It's just by changing your intention. You know, what is your intent? You want a good relationship? You want a bad relationship? Do you want a large sum of money? Do you want to be afraid? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be sad? What is your intent? You know, put it out to the universe, and the universe will bring back to you. This goes back to the law of attraction. The universe will go back, come back to you in a more positive way when you meditate. But don't be so much in a hurry. Try to take your time to meditate at least 2-3 times a day. Eat healthy. Listen to affirmations. Listen to positive things. And program your DNA in these positive things. And remember, everything is programming. So put out the intent for positive and happy things to come into your life. Wanted to mention that, Roy.
Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 502 area again. 502, are you there?
Yes, I am, but I was just listening to the, I just started listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Is there anything that we can help you with?
It's a lot of emotional issues I have going on, and I was just interested in what I see here on the internet under magnetic healing codes and clearing the emotion blockages. So I was just mainly interested to learn about that. Pardon me? I must have a bad connection because I'm not hearing you too clearly.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I just have a problem with my. I have a lot of interference on the phone. Maybe I'll call back later.
A lot of interference.
Yes, hi. It's me again. I'm sorry I lost your connection.
Reason we're having a bad connection tonight.
Hello?